Mary. I'm emeritus professor at La Trobe University, where I taught for nearly 40 years. I'm a fellow of the Australian Academy of Social Sciences, and I also head a little consultancy called Alexandria Agenda, which deals with issues of education, diversity, and governance. And I have a long-standing interest and involvement in a wide range of social issues, including questions of social justice and peace and security, human rights, environment, cultural diversity, and much else. But that gives you an idea.
It certainly does. And I believe that from a flyer that I read, that you're saying that we're facing the biggest existential threat ever facing humankind before.
Well, yes. Well, I suppose one way of putting it is that we have two existential threats that we are deeply challenged by, and one, of course, we all know is climate change, although that's part of a larger set of challenges which have to do with the damage we are doing to our ecological system, our ecosystem. And the second one, of course, is the threat posed by nuclear weapons, which, far from going away after the Cold War, has unfortunately, the threat of nuclear, with the use of nuclear weapons and the spread of nuclear weapons, has taken on a new lease of life, so that now those who are informed observers will tell us that the threat they pose is as great as it was at the height of the Cold War.
There's not much to celebrate and be happy about, is there?
No, and of course there's much else beyond those two threats or challenges that we are facing on so many fronts, including, you know, refugee flows, unprecedented number of displaced people around the world, in excess of 70 million. According to the figures of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, and on top of that, violations of human rights in so many parts of the world, unresolved conflicts. So, yes, you're right, and very striking inequalities of wealth and income. I mean, of course, you balance that by saying that there are thousands, millions of people around the world beavering away at one or other or many of those problems that I've just briefly enumerated. And there are little successes here and there. And we do have a whole lot of organisations, not just people, as in their personal capacities, large numbers of both governmental and non-governmental organisations working on many, many of these issues, with some progress on some fronts, but we are still not making sufficient headway to say that we're anywhere near over the hump.
So I believe you're coming to Adelaide to give a talk.
Yes, I'm going to address a group of people, I'm looking forward to that. It's very important that this conversation, particularly a conversation which links issues of justice, of equality, social, economic, cultural, on the one hand, with those of the environment, and then thirdly with questions of peace and war and violence within and between societies, that all those three are not regarded in isolation from each other, but together. They are part of what I call a triad: justice, ecology, and care of the earth, are so integrated, interwoven, that we need to think our way through what this means and what this means for Australia, both in the way we organise our affairs within Australia's borders, but also how we relate to the rest of the world.
So I'd love to promote this talk that you're giving and get it out there far and wide. And I'd just like to ask you a question. What's your opinion on the segregation of those three, what you call triads? Everybody I know, as you say, seems to be beavering away, but they don't do it together.
No, and that is, I think, a serious concern.